Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it. Rangers are off tonight, but Zach Wolchuk is prepared to stand and deliver a proper round tripper. Let's go around the bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats.
Thank you very much, and shout out to Uber Eats. We love you. Rangers off tonight. They took three of four in four games in 3 days against the A's there yesterday. That second game was wild, that 12-11 one.
The whole day was wild.
Holy crap. Yeah, it was just and Jack Leiter certainly, you know, gave up a couple of home runs. Again, the defense, I don't know what it is. They got a couple of great double play opportunities, yeah. And like Nathaniel Lowe sails one to Josh Smith. I don't know what was going on there, but overall, I did think it was a better start for Jack. Yeah. I thought he felt good. He said, look, last two times he's been out there, he gets a Ranger win. That's what counts. Like, as long as the team gets the victory.
Yeah.
But I think he was feeling a little bit more confident, which I think is really the key for him. You know, he said, I wasn't trying to do too much. But the location was good, pretty efficient. I mean, he's great in the first inning. I mean, one, two, three, boom, boom, boom. He's just got to work on that home run ball, which we've seen even John Gray, who's going to go tomorrow, has dealt with those issues. I am excited, though. John Gray pitching in Colorado, yeah, where he played for so long, going up against Austin Gomber, the lefty, tomorrow. So I'm interested to see what they do lineup-wise going up against another lefty. Is this one where, like, you know, what do you do with Evan Carter, who's really, really struggled? Do you play him? Do you not play him? I think you have to, given the situation with Wyatt Langford right now, although they did bring in Robbie Grossman yesterday.
Yeah.
They made that trade. So Robbie Grossman back in the fold as they made that trade with the White Sox.
That's
for a double-A talent.
Great move, CY.
Yeah, I agree, man.
No, you got to let him play through it. You got to let him figure it out. But these lefties are hurting you bad right now.
It is, and it's really just, I mean, like Corey Seager's been, they've, yeah, all really been struggling against lefties, which talked about that article from the Morning News earlier in the week, but they were so damn good against left-handed pitching last year.
Yeah, just circle back. The thing with Jack Leiter, it's been the second inning. His two starts he's made, that's where the problem's been. He kind of sails through the first okay, and then he gets in the second inning, and then the pitch count comes up, and, you know, maybe he has some unfortunate things happen with the defense, but... You know, I liked what David Robinson was saying about him, though, that he felt like that, hey, this guy's got special talent.
He does.
He's going to be a big-time pitcher one day. Just got to let him get through the things that he's going through right now. And I think, you know, he was talking about how a lot of positive things about, yeah, Jack Leiter.
Yeah, and you're right. Like 9-4-0, his location was bad. A lot of hanging, breaking balls up in the zone. The ones that
when
were hit misses, for home runs, yeah,
when
he
misses. When he misses, he misses.
Yes.
But there's a slider that just stays there. It doesn't move.
Right.
At the top of the zone, that's when he gets hammered. You miss with a slider down in the zone, it's just going to – it moves more.
No doubt.
And I've learned that over the days.
Well, this is going to be a challenge for the rotation right now. And, I mean, the bullpen also took a hit today. I mentioned earlier that Josh Spores is going to be on the 15-day IL. He's got a rotator cuff strain. Now, they haven't made a corresponding move. They will tomorrow. Evan Grant reported that probably Grant Anderson, ends up being the guy. But you have Dane Dunning, who has joined Nathan Eovaldi on the 15-day IL. He's also got a right rotator cuff strain. And, you know, the bullpen, we mentioned what happened with Spores. So now you're looking at your starting rotation. You've got Michael Lorenzen. You got John Gray, who's going to go tomorrow. You've got Andrew Heaney. Jack Leiter's probably going to end up getting another start. Do you go with Jose Urania, who ended up giving you five innings the other day after they ended up getting a massive, massive, what happened here?
I'm sorry. Lucius was showing something on the video.
I thought I said something stupid again.
This guy just made a go-kart out of a coffin. He turned that thing over on the side. He smashed his face right into the pavement, bro.
It's like the Pharaoh races? What is going on?
What they're doing is, I think it's like these, it's the soapbox derby, but you could actually sit in the car.
Yeah.
And like they're making him go over these jumps, and they're trying to wreck the cars is what they're trying to do.
Hashtag it's like a real life soapbox race.
It's soapbox racing, but
are there motors in there, Lucius? Or are they pedaling?
It's downhill.
It's downhill. It's hysterical too, because
the steering is
violent.
Oh, he's hurt. Oh, he's okay. He's waving to the crowd.
The steering is horrible on these things.
These guys are just looking to get decapitated.
Dude, there's no roll bar.
There's just no protection. It's very like 1938, right?
Yeah.
This is terrible.
It's kind of like a bobsled.
Another chicken suits.
But the thing about it is they're making them go over these jumps, and they're trying to break the car, but then they land on the other side. Oh, right in the hay bales.
Yeah, that's the smart move. You want to go into the hay bales in the first 50 yards before you start picking up speed and tump over and break your jaw or your neck.
Man. Goodness gracious.
The steering right. It's wild, right. The steering is just
awful. That is insane.
They get wild overseas. This, and then when they chase that cheese down a hill. Never seen that.
The cheese race is nuts. The amount of broken legs and arms and ankles.
That cheese chase is crazy.
Oh, good. That cheese chase is nuts.
Back to you, Zach.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Man,
I can't stop watching now.
I didn't realize what was happening, but hey, that's a good reason to get distracted. So you got Lorenzen, Gray, and Heaney. You're probably going to get Cody Bradford hopefully back in 2 to 3 weeks. But yeah, they're going to have to find out a way to fill out this rotation. Owen White, is he a guy that maybe ends up getting a start? I don't think so. I don't really want to see that.
He's been the last two times out. He hasn't been very good.
Goodness gracious, but good God. I'm a little bit concerned. I mean, the injury bug just won't go away. You've got Scherzer, who's also been shut down. Yeah. You got to cross your fingers and hope that ends up being good. So Evan Grant on foul territory today. And they just, you know, they had to ask because Monty gets another win yesterday with the Arizona Diamondbacks having a hell of an outing.
Yeah.
Any regrets?
Should they have signed Montgomery? Just asking for a Ranger fan that I know.
Well, so here's the
thing. See, I love that. Listen,
I think they should have signed Jordan Montgomery. I think it should have been prior to the end of spring training. I did think that once spring training kind of started and he was going to have to appear in games without much of a training camp, it might be a slow start for him. On the other hand, they signed Michael Lorenzen with a week left to go in camp, and he's been perfectly fine. So I don't know exactly how I feel about it. They needed another body. I think they needed to get more depth options. I'm not so much talking about big-time free agents. They needed more depth options than what they ended up with.
They needed both Monty and Lorenzen is what it turns out.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious, you're hoping Malley comes back. Maybe you get Scherzer back. Maybe you get DeGrom back. Right now, I don't think you can rely on either of those things. I'm sure Scherzer's going to pitch at some point this year, but it's scary.
The owner, Ray Davis, did a great thing when he came out on opening day and said, listen, this was my call.
Yeah.
You know, because I think everybody in the organization wanted Monty back. Some people passionately. Some people, I believe, fought hard for him. But in the end, I kind of see what Ray was getting at. We have acquired so much great pitching, they're all hurt. We don't need to spend $20-25 million on a pitcher right now. What we need to do is draft better as an organization, develop better as an organization, and hold the fort down for 3 months until this, hundred millions of dollars of pitcher that I've paid for are healthy. And then we're going to be fine. And I particularly like the part where he was aware that, listen, if we become repeat taxpayers, we're going to lose draft picks. And it's not sustainable unless we draft and develop. So I think Ray has the big picture in mind. And if you need another pitcher to, try to win the World Series again this year, maybe it's not your year. You know, maybe you're just going to have to do the Giants and win it every other year.
Well, and as rough as it seems right now, I mean, they're still at 22-17 and they're a game and a half up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're doing okay. He's right.
And how about the cellar dwellers, the Astros? Gosh, I mean, at 12-24... The Astros are way worse off than you are. I was reading an article today on CBS Sports. Their GM, he's already being asked, are you guys going to be sellers at the deadline? He said, I can't envision selling at the deadline. But it seems like I don't see them really riding the ship here at all.
No, they're beating the Yankees 4-2 in the seventh today. So
let's see if Josh Hader blows another save. They're high priced.
Alvarez hit one about 480 feet at Yankee Stadium.
I just love this idea that the Rangers broke them in the ALCS. That's a hell of a topic right now. I don't think they did. I think it was just coincidence or timing that as the Astros were kind of falling apart, they had their biggest collapse. And maybe that signaled that, you know, they've gotten old. And now their pitching staff is banged up, and I don't think they're going to get off the mat.
Well, it was interesting. ESPN put out, you know, how each team has met expectations to this point in the season. I don't know if the Rangers have met your expectations or not. I think being, you know, 22-17, first place in the division, for me, like how they've gotten there, maybe a little bit more of a crazy ride. But for the most part, where they're sitting right now, results-wise, I think, yeah, this is about what I expected.
Well, the hitting is finally coming around a little
bit, too.
That was something that they didn't have earlier. But it looks like to
me. And you knew eventually, like, that was going to come around.
The game in Kansas City, they got a bunch of runs, so they've kind of figured some things out in the A's. They were knocking the ball around pretty well. Now, the A's don't play great defense.
No.
But man, they were, you know, you look throughout the lineup, guys.
Boy, Ross Stripling, he had a tough one.
Yeah, every guy's got three hits, it seems like.
Yeah, they're batting around. It was fun to watch that. And I think the bullpen has certainly played above expectation. Yates and Robertson have been fantastic. You're getting something from your young guys.
That Robertson's amazing.
He really is.
I mean, he came in yesterday.
Cole Wynn's been good.
He came in when you know, Josh went out. I mean, he came in, no warm-ups, basically got loose. Next thing you know, inherit a 3-1 count and then, you know, gets a walk, but then just lights out from that point on.
Gets himself out of it.
Yeah. Crazy how much a week can change things, Wolchuk. Because a week ago, I would have said, no, not satisfied.
Yeah.
But you go out and win 5 of 6, and now you're a season-high number of games above 500, back in first place. It's turned around very quickly, and now, yes, I'm satisfied to fight through this much headwinds and be in first place, be 5 games over .500. This is fantastic.
It is. 7-3 in your last 10, to your point. They wrote what was expected of the Rangers, a slow burn title defense. So far, that's exactly what you've gotten. They said perhaps more than any other team, the Rangers have been largely what we thought they'd be. We also thought they'd get better through the season, become once again a tough out at playoff time. All of that very much still on the table for the defending champs, as much of the anticipation is to be getting a lot of their injured arms back for a late season push. So I'm with you guys. We did get developments today on the Shohei Ohtani gambling situation. And his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is going to plead guilty.
Mail fraud?
So, he's pleading guilty in the gambling scandal, which he was accused of stealing $17 million from the baseball player Shohei Ohtani and using it to place illegal bets. He described by attorney's office as Ohtani's de facto manager. He's going to plead guilty to one count of bank fraud.
There you go.
And one count of subscribing to a false tax return at an arraignment, which will be on May 14th. Faces a maximum sentence of 33 years in prison, 5 years of supervised release, and a fine of $1.25 million. So 39 years old. This is a sad deal for Ipe Mizuhara. And in fact, surprise, surprise, Lionsgate is developing a TV series on the betting scandal involving Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. The untitled project is described as a story of trust, betrayal, and the trappings of wealth and fame.
That sounds very interesting.
Saranara.
Man, I wonder how much jail time you really get for this. Is it a year?
There's no way he gets close to 33 years, right? I mean, maybe he gets the 5 years supervised.
I mean, if you steal from the banks, yes, 35 years. But he just stole from another person who is his friend, and there was...
You think they're still friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that relationship...
I think he has to distance himself from him, but I would say there's probably a relationship there.
It seems like Shohei's a forgiving guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was about ready to just let it go at like $4 million until the story kept going for a couple of more days, and... Yeah. You know, but yeah, it seemed like they had a real bro-y type relationship going on.
Saturday, we're going to get the debut of Paul Skeens, Brian.
How about that? Go Tigers.
Oh, yeah, Paul Skeens.
Who are the Pirates playing that
he's
day?
He's getting called up against the Cubbies.
Oh.
So Paul Skeens against the Cubs on Saturday. That will be a fun one. He's made 7 starts at AAA. His ERA is sub-1.
Yeah.
He's got an amazing strikeout-to-walk ratio. He struck out 43% of the batters he's faced thus far this season. it's going to be one to remember on Saturday. Paul Skeens getting his first MLB start.
I know you love him, Brian.
I do.
You feeling a little bit of allegiance towards the Pirates? Is that your NL team now?
Oh, I would absolutely pull for Paul Skeens and the Pirates. Yeah sure.
Your guys.
All righty. Well, thank you. Proper round tripper most evenings at 6 o'clock here, brought to you by our friends at Uber Eats. Next Wednesday, we're going to be at Southern Leisure. You want some fan gear, we're going to have hats and T-shirts, and it's going to be the Battle of the Brands Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo. So you're going to want to join us at Southern Leisure in Flower Mound next Wednesday for all that fun. Okay, when we come back, believe a sports hodgepodge is going to close this thing out. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, Austin Rivers has set social media on fire. We'll talk about that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. It is the GBAG Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. So many texts in a row to end that last segment believing Ohtani gambled on baseball and bros covering up for him. And if that's the case, then obviously, you know, you would owe him a lot, not only your friendship, but, you know, potentially more millions and millions of dollars, especially if he's got to go to jail. Who knows what the real story is here? That's why I'm kind of not interested in that TV show. You know, I just think it's going to be another version of fiction. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. Call them 866-90-NATION. 50% off all style new windows. It's brought to you by the Frankels as well. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Zach, what kind of a sports hodgepodge are we looking at tonight?
Yeah, we're going to focus on Austin Reeves, comparing NBA players to NFL players. And this is certainly gotten people going. Austin Rivers also made a comment that has really ticked people off. But here's the Austin Reeves statement on the comparing the NBA and the NFL players.
Look at you. You're talking about the Cavs today. You're stretching out. We got to get you outside of that football lane, man, where the guaranteed contracts are, where the best athletes in the world are. That's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Austin Rivers, okay? So you can't take 30 current players and put them in the NBA from the NFL, but you can take 30 NBA players and put them in the NFL. Well, that's got people real ticked off, including former NFL players, former NBA players. We've got feuds. 877-881-1053. How many NBA players do you think could play in the NFL and vice versa? Here was the NBA on TNT last night as Charles Barkley calling out Austin.
Oh, I got to call out Austin Rivers.
For what?
Austin Rivers, you know I love you. We can't play football.
Yeah, we can.
No,
right.
We can't.
Yeah,
we no, can. We can't. Shut Austin up. Rivers, yeah. You're doing Austin, a great job. Right. But to say we got 30 or 40 NBA players who can go play the NFL.
Oh, we can't play football? Stand up right now. I dare you to stand right now.
Shaq, football is a good
sport. Stand up right there right now.
Football is a grown man sport.
Let me show you.
Shaq, we got something for you.
Okay. So he's saying, Austin Rivers, you're a damn fool. Here's James Jones on the talk. And James Jones going right at Austin Rivers for saying 30 NBA players could play in the NFL.
Let's just get this straight. Number one, they put in a flop role in the NBA because you guys are soft.
Oh, no. Oh, God. See, now you guys started.
You guys started a trend of rest games. That's what y'all started. And now y'all want extra votes and all that type of stuff to win the MVP because you only played 22 games out of 82. Y'all started that. So y'all all sorry. Number two. You said 30 dudes. If you would have said one dude, maybe Anthony Edwards could play safety or something, I'd have listened to you or something like that. You said 30 dudes. No. Number one, put respect on our sport. That's number one. It is not just run and catch the ball and turn around. It ain't just hand the ball off and do that. It takes a lot of work at your craft to do what we do on the football field. And Austin Rivers, if you stepped on the football field, homeboy, you wouldn't make it. We know that right now. Because you barely made it in the NBA. And I'm just keeping it a buck. Football is not an easy game, dog. That's why a lot of football players, basketball players that stepped on the football field, stepped right back on the basketball court because it's not an easy game. It's a lot that goes into the NFL. And you're not about to walk into the NFL and think you're just about to catch and turn around. Try again, homeboy. Do your research on the NFL, man. Watch some football games, old games, new games, whatever you want to watch, and catch up on it, man, because 30 dudes in the NFL and the NBA ain't
James
doing that,
Jones,
homeboy.
Drop the mic.
May 8th, 2024, James Jones, day to go in.
You know, I think a lot of it is noise. It's very entertaining noise. But, you know, really what it comes down to is what would be easier, right? Like, there's tough guys in the NBA. There's soft guys in football. You know, and you would adapt to the demands of the game as a great athlete. I mean, what it comes down to is a lot of positions in football are significantly less skilled than basketball. You're not going to go learn basketball and figure out how to be a player at all. Okay, that ain't happening if you don't know how to play. You can be an explosive, strong athlete with size and figure out how to rush the passer. You know, you can figure out the game of football quicker than you could figure out the game of basketball because you don't have to pass and catch. You don't have to. You can just get in people's way or push people over. And those are fairly, you know, simple skills to learn, although there is an incredible amount of footwork I'm sure Brian Broaddus could tell us about for each position. That's just a lot easier to learn than all that footwork and how to throw a basketball in a rim 20 feet away. It's just an absurd skill level to play that game compared to football.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be tough to have crossover for either of these. I think there's a select few guys that could do it.
Yeah.
Like we've seen, you know, LeBron famously was amazing in high school.
Yeah.
And Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, like these are guys that played college basketball, then make it as elite tight ends, Hall of Fame tight ends. So I think there's certain positions, but to just like 30 of these, difference.
Maybe 10.
And Will Compton of Bustin' with the Boys, courtesy of Barstool Sports, it ticked him off because his big case was, I don't know how many NBA guys could even make it through an NFL training camp. Like, both sports physical. NFL is a little bit different when it comes to the physicality. Like, you are running each other over every single play.
NFL training camp, every basketball player can make it through that.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's nothing. Okay, then you got to go to height. Like, there's not many guys bigger than 6'7 in football, and they are giant wide bodies.
The guy that I feel like, I just was writing names down.
That you think could do it?
I just, name just body types. I thought LeBron James, Paul George. I think Jimmy Butler could.
yeah,
okay, be that type of a player. Edwards, of course, from the yes, Timberwolves. Jalen Williams from the
Thunder.
Thunder. I think he'd be 6'5". I think he'd be a wide receiver. He's like 6'5", 195. That guy, that might be a wide receiver. Miles Turner. Now there's a guy that's 6'11" and 250 pounds, but his ability, the footwork he has
to play what position?
Like a tight end.
I mean, I hear you.
I mean, there are guys that don't have like as a blocker, probably not.
But I don't know, man.
Going and getting the ball.
Like it's fun
how
to say
Giannis?
Like
Giannis.
Giannis maybe. I mean, I just think we just went through the draft with Johnny Wilson.
How about Murray?
From Florida State, right?
Or, yeah.
6'6".
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of these receivers that have been drafted in the history of the sport. Harold Carmichael was the only other one we referenced.
Yeah.
Same team with the Eagles.
Yeah. There was our guy that was with the Colts too, that was with Johnson.
Yes, Colin Johnson.
Johnson.
He was in the league and at the league.
Yeah. I was thinking of guys seriously like Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I think Anthony Edwards is a great one. I think he could. Zion was one that came to mind for me.
Oh,
I think, you know,
yeah,
freak athlete.
Yeah. To me, Franz Wagner.
I think some of these super tall guys, like, I think the height,
maybe
that's
special
too tall.
Teams block some field goals.
Maybe you could do that. But
yeah,
that, like,
he's too. I was thinking his body type is a little. He's
wouldn't
16.
You want John Morant as like a slot receiver
or
a corner?
Donovan Mitchell, maybe.
Allen Iverson was an all-state quarterback at Newport News.
Right. Like Robinson.
Hey, let's go, Bethel. Let's go, Bethel.
Yeah, that's Bethel up there in 757. Yeah. Bad news.
Yeah. Allen Iverson was a hell of a quarterback in high school.
And yeah, it was Nate Robinson, right, who played for the Knicks and a bunch of different teams, but also was an elite corner at Washington. Like, he might have been able to make it in the NFL. So I do think guards, and then maybe some of the forwards, like LeBron, Giannis, you'd have to see. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think 30 of these guys could just go ahead and you can, and vice versa. It's very difficult in the NBA. Like, NFL players going to the NBA. I mean, I know Mike has said he thinks he could average 20. I think that's disrespectful to the NBA. Like, maybe Micah, maybe like a Kyle Pitts could be good. Like, I'm trying to think of the freak, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
During like high school football, when the high school football season was over with and it's time for the basketball to roll in, you could see all these guys that were superstars in high school football get over there to just the warm-ups in basketball. Couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it. Didn't have the flexibility. Didn't have the real-life stamina. Like, they couldn't do it.
I was thinking.
Yeah. Stars.
I was thinking Jason Tatum too, but maybe too big, too tall.
Maybe
6'8", 210.
It's like it's the same thing with these offensive tackles. Like these 6'8" tackles we had in the draft. Like even that's become man. How many of those guys have really panned out at that height? We're hopeful with Guyton that he ends up being a badass because they're getting bigger and more athletic. But
I think
the height's a deterrent sometimes in the NFL.
I feel like that these basketball players bend a little. The tall ones bend a little better.
If they have the bend, then sure.
Then because we're talking about Guyton and these others, we've watched all these massive tackles. And what do we say about Guyton? He doesn't always bend his knee.
Yeah.
I mean, at basketball, the ability to jump, you got to bend your knees.
That's what made Joe Alt so damn impressive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, from Notre Dame. So, yeah, I mean, it's really taken social media.
I think football
storm.
Players can go over to basketball.
So you think
there's a few football players that can really hoop? Yeah. Like,
so easier transition NFL
I think so.
To NBA?
Yeah. Even though I've seen them get gas in high school, I think they could make it if they had the stamina.
Ooh, Westbrook.
They got the jumps. They got the hops. Deion and Terrell Owens. These guys, they were in dunk contests.
Yeah.
Wasn't T.O. trying to like play for the Sacramento Kings at one point?
Yeah, T.O.'s really good.
Yeah. But yeah, Westbrook, man, I could see him.
Damn,
that's a 2-on-4 texted in, you know. But he could be a badass running back. I mean, he plays angry. I could see him running through a mofo's face, Marshawn Lynch style.
Yeah, great.
The quickness, though.
Yeah.
The quickness.
Like those
the
guards.
Lateral,
like,
the lateral quickness would be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, but just to take a ball and like dribble between your legs and then go behind your back, that takes like years in your childhood at the park or in your driveway or in open gyms. And like the amount of hours that you have to apply just to have like the basic skill set to survive in basketball. Then you go to like some of these videos where like guys that barely touch the ball in the NBA are just schooling dudes who are killing people at 24-hour fitness, you know? The guys that look like they can't play in the NBA are so dang skilled and athletic, you know, but they're just on the court against John Morant and LeBron, so they can't really put all that on display because they're just trying to survive against, you know, explosive athletes.
Lucius, what position in NFL do you think that you would get more basketball players, football players that were to become basketball players.
Oh, wide receiver, tight end, DBs.
I was wondering if it was. I was wondering if it was receivers or defensive backs.
I think more DBs probably. But I think
but
running
smaller
back
guys.
Some.
But he's right about the tight ends, though.
We've seen that. I mean, absolutely the tight ends for sure. Yeah, like I think LeBron would probably play tight end. My gosh, good luck covering him.
I mean, he'd probably be wide receiver. I think if you timed LeBron's 40 time, it had to be well under 4.4.
That's what I'm saying, though. Some of these tall, we don't he's have Randy a lot Moss. Of these crazy tall wide receivers that make it. It's kind of like 6'5".
No, it is. Our guy at Tampa. Evans is a 6'5 receiver.
Yeah, 6'5.
Yeah.
I think
once
that's
you
really
get,
the
once you get past, once you get higher than 6'5, it's very rare. We were talking about Harold Carmichael. You mentioned that.
Can't cut.
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird because you would think like, oh my gosh, the taller you are, I'm plucking this out of the sky.
Why do I think
it'd be a huge advantage for you?
I was looking at names. Julio Jones.
Oh, Julio.
How about
that's
Calvin
explosive.
Johnson?
Calvin, yeah. My God. Yeah. Calvin was a unique.
I mean,
talent.
Guys that can play vertical game and go up and get balls.
Yeah, people are texting Darren Waller.
Randy Moss?
It's just, Randy for sure.
It's so different, though. I mean, every basketball player is the quarterback. So when you get the ball, you have to be able to read the defense and make plays and have spatial awareness. And the thing about football is I don't need that. I can just go up against my guy one-on-one, move around him, and then run into space and turn around and catch the football. That is just so much different than the decision-making and the skill set that it takes to hold the ball against intense defense and not turn it over. I mean, again, most basketball players are like quarterbacks with their decision-making.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point when it comes to just constantly having the ball in your hand, trying to decide like where you're going to feed it, but we do have one example of this right now. Former wide receiver Devin Funchess, who has
Michigan, right?
Played in the NFL. Yep, Michigan, was with Carolina and then tried to kind of bounce around the league. He's at 29 years old. He's agreed to a deal to play professional basketball with the Caribbean Storm Lineros of the Professional Columbia Basketball League. So here's a guy who's actually
doing
this.
It's like a party
this.
To me.
He's making history. It probably is a party. Devin Funchess, longtime NFL player, played in a Super Bowl.
Panama's had some pretty good basketball over the years.
Good for them, man, yeah. And good for Funchess here getting out here and hooping.
Devin Funchess, huh? Panthers?
Devin Funchess, yeah.
He was a big, thick guy, I mean, but tall. I mean, he wasn't a small guy.
Some say he ate himself out of the league.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to be like turned to maybe tight ends, and that didn't work.
I didn't want to do that.
817's Gavin's definitely biased when it comes to basketball, LOL. I just think I'm paying more attention, man. Like, literally, your quarterbacks and wide receivers are the only players on the entire football field that have the required hand-eye coordination to have a chance in HE double hockey sticks of stepping onto a basketball court and having success.
Okay.
And that's only if they played from like 6 years old until they were seniors in high school.
I do think one thing we underestimate is the mental NFL side of things. You see these playbooks, you hear a play call. Mm-hmm. It's way more challenging than we give it credit for. Like, you can't be dumb and be a successful NFL player.
I agree with that.
Unless maybe you're a running back or something. There might be a linebacker can be a little crazy. But the understanding, the comprehension, you got to be an intelligent person to be able to play an NFL game.
I was thinking another basketball player, Steve Smith,
the wide receiver. I think Steve Smith did play a little bit in college.
He's like 5'9", but he's...
But explosive. Like, Nate Robinson, tiny guy. Yeah. I think the tiny guys benefit here.
Yeah.
I think anybody that actually had the ability to play both positions, unless you could be quarterback, you got to choose basketball.
Okay, well, who are your quarterbacks? Who are your quarterbacks you think could do this? If you think what quarterbacks in the league could be, and don't say that guy in Houston. I watched him throw a baseball.
Yeah, Stroud, I think, even said himself, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has the speed and the coordination to be a point guard.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, maybe the same thing.
Mahomes?
I don't know about Mahomes.
I don't know either.
You know?
I mean, I feel like he's been great at all sports.
Why do I think he'd be
basketball?
Like a really good passer like John Stockton kind
of
guy?
But he's only like 6'2", right?
Yeah, he's
not. So if you're 6'2" in the NBA, you better be quicker than bleep, and he's not. I don't know how Burrow.
Burrow was
a great high school player.
Was he? Okay.
Great high school basketball player.
Murray? Calvin Murray? Kyler Murray.
Kyler probably would be quick.
Possible.
I don't think he played at Allen, though. I know he was baseball, football. Yeah. I don't know if he played basketball at all in Allen. But, yeah. That'd be interesting. I mean, Romo was awesome at basketball.
Yeah.
We thought he was going to play for the Mavs for a second.
He got to dress out.
He did.
Yeah.
It's a fun conversation, man.
It is, man. It is. Thanks for bringing it up. There you have it. A sports hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll come back and across with the Get Right, see what they have cooking here this evening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Lucius. All right, I've been reviewing these texts. The 225, General's coming off as the dumbest person I've ever heard talk about football. What is going on? Y'all need to stop. Appreciate
you
that,
dummies.
225. I actually believe I'm the smartest person for this topic on football because I did not grow up in a state that treats the game of football, American tackle football, like it's the epitome of organized sport. Okay?
It is, damn it. You shut up
okay,
over there.
First of all, I have to say, just by math, I'm at least 50% more likely to be right.
To be wrong.
Because nobody on the defensive side of the ball can freaking catch it. Okay, that's number one.
Oh, tell that to De'Ron Bland, General.
They're already over there for a reason, okay?
Not good enough to Trayvon Diggs, damn it.
Okay, that's a good point. There's two guys in the league that play corner like they're damn wide receivers. Cowboys happen to have both of them.
You're right, they do.
So,
shout out to the scouts.
So I'm happy about that, but I just don't think most Texans understand how complicated of a skill game basketball is.
It is very complicated.
You know,
when you go watch it live, you can see that.
I mean,
you've got to be an elite athlete to make.
Oh
it
no,
the NBA.
Trust me, I'm amazed at watching those guys play, and especially if you sit close to it.
I mean, Tyler Guyton's getting benched in college, right? He's a tall guy with long arms,
going against Tyler Guyton,
who's hard to push over. Can't really play it that well. Definitely can't play basketball or baseball.
You're the dumbest guy in the league.
Or sports that require hand-eye coordination.
Oh, Guyton can get 15 for the Mavs.
But the Cowboys are like, yep, that's our first-round pick because he's giant, strong, and balanced, and will teach him this very simple game.
What did I
pretty
walk
dang
into?
Quickly?
Yeah.
Awesome. Has this been going on?
Blake, welcome, because Gavin chose violence, and we're about to fight.
You see Austin Rivers?
Yeah, I saw his comment. Miles Garrett's pretty good at basketball.
Damn right he
is.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
Miles
there's a bunch Garrett. Of guys. There's a bunch of guys that are pretty good at basketball and football. You see them at these pickup charity games.
I think.
And guess what? They couldn't play D1 basketball.
I think
in college.
The point is, these NBA players are getting their ass kicked if they want to come and play in the NFL. They ain't lasting two games. They ain't lasting two games.
But that's a different argument, Wolchuk.
What argument are you making?
Maybe football players would beat up basketball players, but now it's MMA, not a sport.
Oh, don't say MMA is not a sport.
Okay, not an organized team sport. It's a combat sport.
Yeah, it's an individual sport.
It's a combat sport. That's and in right. And that world,
all right. How do we get there on that?
Hey, I'm totally cool talking some UFC.
Really?
Yes, I love the UFC.
He made the point of basketball players tried to play football. Yeah. They would get beat up.
I think the physicality of it would be a little too much for them.
A lot of them would, but there is a lot of basketball players out there that would stack up very impressively when it comes to all the measurables against football players. Well,
it is a skill. Alec sport. Blake, what do you guys think?
I'm with Dawson on the skill part of basketball.
Go F yourself, Medford.
No, I'm being totally honest.
Don't listen 7-11 tonight. Because, turn it off. Leave it off tonight.
When you did turn it on to leave it on two nights ago is we watched Shai Gilgeous-Alexander go to the free throw line, 11 times in the first half?
Yeah,
it felt like a million. But
9 seconds.
I feel like there's a lot more to learn in-game. In the game of basketball, that I do think the IQ element would come into play and maybe prove a disadvantage to the football players, because it's the same in football that ref crews are going to give you different looks every time. They're going to call different things different ways. But in basketball, you have to learn that whistle within 5 to 10 minutes of the game or you're screwed. And you saw that in OKC two nights ago.
So you think there's more nuance in basketball than there is football?
I think there is, yeah. Okay. At least in today's game.
What's coming up on today's show, gentlemen?
Oh, boy. It's going to be a lot of live reacting to both playoff games that we have for the Mavs and Stars. We do have Carter Freeman, our video expert. He is in OKC.
Yes.
He's going to call us at halftime.
Who is that guy?
From the arena. And he's going to give us the halftime vibes and everything. Our buddy Ruben Portillo is out there as well.
He's an Oklahoma City fan, though.
Put Ruben on.
Yeah, Ruben's an Oklahoma City fan. You don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, so that'll be around like 9:40 or so halftime. We'll get that live report. But right out of the gates, who embarrassed you more in game one, the Stars or the Mavs?
The Ooh. Stars.
Ooh. That was tough.
That 3-0 lead. That's to give stars. That up.
I think it's got to be Stars. Me and Alec both predicted a Mavs loss game one. We wanted a win, but we predicted a game.
So why the hell tonight? We listen to your show?
I said game, because we're realistic. I said game one and game three, Mavs lose. They win the rest.
I picked Avs in six in hockey.
Yeah, you did. You should pipe down over there.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Mavs win tonight then?
Correct.
And Stars win tonight as well?
Correct.
Hell yeah, Blake.
What are the things our teams need to do to get these dubs?
Oh, Alec, we could be here a while. They're going to have to turn on and leave it on. We're going to go through all of that. But I think the very most important thing is the bigs have to dominate versus Chet and smaller bigs. If they're going to play
what happened
five out,
game one then?
Gafford,
where were you in game one?
Gafford and Lively had their opportunities. I think Gafford had 15. You look at the scoreboard, he could have had 30. I mean, how many times did the ball roll out or he take? I think both of them were a little nervous, weren't patient enough, take one extra dribble and dunk it, take one extra dribble and kick it out. Yeah. I think they were both rushing. And I think if they can dominate, then Oklahoma City has to change their game plan. If you want to run five out and run up and down and shoot threes, Oklahoma City is going to beat you every time.
Both games, both sports, turnovers.
That's agreeable.
I cannot stand the amount of turnovers.
That something is.
And it's not just Luka. There were some pretty ugly turnovers by some other players. But
Kyrie had 4 in the first quarter.
Exactly. Yeah. And we know that Kyrie in the playoffs, he's been showing up in the second half, so I'll kind of let that slide. But you already have an ailing Luka Doncic. You can't afford those kinds of turnovers. You know, we don't need the quarterback 50-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass. Full court.
Yeah,
we don't need all of
you're
those
right
looks.
About that. You're
you know,
right.
They're fun. They're fun and they're going to make Sports Center later on in the night.
Yeah,
but
damn right they are.
Yeah, but I don't need all of that in the playoff games to win. And then for the Stars, one thing that I would like to see change, the power play. The power play is something that they've been really good at this season. And in the postseason,
they've been abysmal.
I think it was their second power play in game one against the Avs. They got one shot.
Yeah.
In their 2-minute power play, one shot on goal. Yeah. That is unacceptable.
I have a question for you guys. What do y'all wear when the Mavs are playing or the Stars are playing? Are you wearing gear? Are you wearing your regular clothes? Do you not care? Does it play a part? I just want to hear from y'all.
Whatever I've worn whatever. The rest of the day.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not I'm putting not
gonna
on put special on, gear.
I'm not going to put on
my
extra.
Special gear.
Okay, so Wooly puts
I will
on
say this.
Gear.
0-2.
Yeah, why don't you change that shirt when you get home? Maybe the baby will poop on that
rip
shirt.
Rip off the shirt. We're going skin to skin with baby girl.
There we go.
Can we get the Gary Patterson halftime color change?
Oh,
yeah,
if things go wrong.
Totally down to do that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got a little bit of tighter shirts that I can wear in private that I'm not going to wear in public because I'm trying to, you know, get my summer bod back. Hmm. Back on the soda train.
You have special gear?
No, I actually put on a Clippers shirt for game one.
What?
Just to kind of do some reverse psychology, but it didn't work.
Why do you own that?
Right on. I don't know.
Good effort.
Where's that black suit you wore the other night? That's the thing you need to be wearing right now.
Game six. It'll come back out game six.
I feel like you've been there before, dude.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup. Look at that. 5 hours flawless radio producing,
flawless.
Engineering, and hosting. Thanks to Carter Freeman, who coordinated your video
for a
few
10
minutes. And then he took off. Probably on the clock tonight. Thanks to Woolchuck. Send Chia follow some love on social media. Thanks to Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the nation. At ease.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.